It's time now for high school basketball here on 96.9 The Pulse. Tonight's action can be streamed online at mscsports.net or on our mobile app. Download the free MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store. Now, with tonight's play-by-play action, here is Wade Gershner.
And good evening, sports fans from Rock Creek High School, as we are set for a Big East League girls and boys varsity doubleheader tonight, with three of the four teams tonight being state-ranked and a fourth that very well could be in the near future. It is Silver Lake at Rock Creek tonight, the Eagles taking on the Mustang. Glad you tune in our game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse, along with studio engineer MJ, Wade Gershner with you from Rock Creek. Girls contest, Silver Lake ranked third in 3A, 8-1 overall. They won six in a row since a loss to Centralia early in the season. The defending state champions in 3A after an undefeated season a year ago, and picking up where they left off. Kaylin Haney leading away, 5'7 junior point guard, averaging 20 points, 6 assists, 7 rebounds, as Silver Lake coming off a hard-fought 3 wins at the Burlington Invitational to win the tournament for the third consecutive year. Meanwhile, Rock Creek, the Lady Mustangs, last year went 4-17, but this year are off to an 8-1 start under new head coach Trevor Keller. They won 5 in a row, and they're ranked 7th in Class 4A. So that should be a good one. In the boys' game later tonight, Rock Creek ranked 3rd in 4A. They are 8-1. They've won 5 in a row. They'll take on the Silver Lake boys, who are 7-2, coming off a second-place finish at the Burling Invitational. We'll tell you more about the girls' teams when we return on 96.9 The Pulse after this two-minute timeout.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Hi, this is Remington from Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. My dad and I do a wide range of projects for our customers. We are dealers for Sherlock, Sioux City Tarp, and Thunderstone, Minimizer Fenders, and your Dexter and Redneck trailer parts. We can make you a custom hydraulic hose and stock Interstate batteries. At Clements Welding and Supply, we make custom metal projects and farm equipment repairs. Check us out on Facebook or stop by Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Wade Gershner back with you tonight on the Game of the Week on 96.9 The Pulse. Make sure to download the free MSC Radio app and listen to any of our six radio stations free across the world. Just go to that app, download it for free on our Apple or Google Play Store apps, and you can listen and pick whatever station you want to listen to. Hopefully tonight you're tuning in to this one. We've got a great girls game. Silver Lake ranked 3rd in 3A. Rock Creek ranked 10th in, actually 7th now in 4A, with the latest rankings coming out earlier this afternoon. Head coach of Rock Creek first year, Trevor Keller, goes to a bunch for 5 years and led the Chargers to 2 state tournament appearances. He takes over Adam Plummer as head coach last 9 years. Last year, Silver Lake swept Rock Creek 62-28, 66-33. Rock Creek coming off a tournament championship. They won the Royal Valley Panther Classic, went 3-0, beat Santa Fe Trail 59-34 on Thursday. Friday beat Chapman 61-42. Saturday won the championship over the host Royal Valley 61-37. They've won 5 in a row. Their only loss this year was to Clifton Clyde back on December the 20th. Assistant coaches are K. Caitlin Coleman and Taylor Olson. The starting lineup, Lucy Martini, is a 5'6 sophomore guard, averaging 9 points, 4 rebounds, 2 steals, a very good shooter from three. Kylie Frazee, a 5'7 sophomore guard, a returning starter, averaging 10 points and 4 rebounds, 3 assists and 2 steals. Hadley Rimpey is a 5'6 senior guard, averaging 5 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, returning starter. L.A. Prather, a 5'10 junior forward, averaging 6 points, 4.5 rebounds, 2 assists. And Brenna Zeller, 5'10 junior forward, averaging 15 points, 7 rebounds, 2 steals, and almost 3 blocks a game, leads the Rock Creek Mustangs in every one of those categories. Silver Lake ranked 3rd in 3A, 8-1. They've won 6 in a row, 5-0 in the Big East League. Of course, the Big East League is a combination of the Mideast League and the Big 7 League, and Rock Creek now a member of the NCKL, but they were a member of the Mideast League with Silver Lake for many, many years. So this is a non-league game between these two after years of being league foes. So Silver Lake in the Big East and Rock Creek now in the NCKL with the likes of Concordia, Marysville, Abilene, Clay Center, Chapman, and Wamego. Silver Lake coming off the tournament championship in Burlington. They beat Ottawa 69-38 on Tuesday, as Taylor Haney had 20, Karis Dieter had 20, the freshman, and then Friday beat Girard 50-48, Haney with 20, Ella Bowen with 10, and won the championship against Labette County on Saturday 70-60, Haney with 20 and Savannah Windy with 19. Bowen and Windy stepped up offensively as Karis Dieter missed the last two games due to the flu of the freshman, but she is back and is expected to play here tonight. Starting lineup for head coach Kyle Porter, his eighth year, record of 138-44, fifth year with Silver Lake, won a state title in 19 with Royal Valley, and was a coach out of Hayes for a year, and has been at Silver Lake now for his fifth season. Kayla Haney, a 5'7 junior point guard, hurt her ankle against Girard, not 100% in the championship, but she still scored 22 in the title game. She scored 20, 24, and 22 in those three games in Burlington, averaging 20 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, leads the team in every category. Taylor Zordel is a 5'5 senior guard, averaging 5 points, 4 rebounds. Paige Hyman, a 5'10 junior forward, averaging 6 points, 4 rebounds. Ella Bowen, a 5'11 senior guard, averaging 8 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. She was all-tournament selection at Burlington, and Haney was the most outstanding player of the Burlington Invitational. And Karis Dieter, 5'6 freshman, rounds out the starting five for Silver Lake, averaging 13 points, 3.5 rebounds, 3 steals, and 2 assists. I don't know if we're going to have the anthem or not, but we'll go ahead and take a timeout and be back here in at least 1 minute, if not two, on 96.9 The Pulse.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maritime Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maritime Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Jaylee Whitehead will start in place of Dieter. She'll come off the bench after missed last two games with flu. We're underway. Tip controlled by Silver Lake. They have the ball moving left to right on your radio dial in the maroon uniforms with the gold numerals and lettering and gold trim along the shorts on the right and left. Rock Creek defending man-to-man in their home white with the black numerals lettering in the black trim. In the near corner, this is Boland. Out front, taking the 18-footer, driving into the lane, and then losing the ball off her foot, off the dribble. Oh, they're going to say it was last touch by Rock Creek. So an early break there for Silver Lake, and Zordel trying to attack the paint. Keys tonight for the Silver Lake team, and that is play fast, take away drives, and attack the rim. Rock Creek likes to drive and kick, and they're going to have to defend that. There's a lob inside, and Boland makes a nice catch, but then had to save it out of bounds on the baseline off a Rock Creek defender, so it stays with the Eagles. There is a shot clock here at Rock Creek, so 7 on the shot clock. Silver Lake doesn't have a shot clock there at home at Silver Lake. They reset the line, the shot clock. I don't know what they're doing with the shot clock. It's throwing it up with Haney from the corner, and it was off the mark and rebounded by Rock Creek. The shot clock went up to 40 and then went super fast down to 0. Inside, Martini shot blocked the first time, but she gets her own rebound, goes up against Strong a second time, and will get free throws, fouled in the act of shooting. Personal foul is on Boland. That is her first and the first foul of the ball game. The shot clock is optional, so schools individually can choose to have a shot clock. Leagues
Many across the state have decided we're either all in or we're all out on the shot clock. A lot of the bigger schools are using shot clocks, bigger classification. First free throw goes in for Martini. Second free throw on the way. This one also good. And it's 2-0 Rock Creek with the early lead. Full court token man-to-man pressure. Silver Lake handles it. Bowling across the timeline to our right. Post up on the right block. Nice up and under move by Hyman. Has a block from behind, however, by Zeller. And then the ball knocked free and picked up there by Whitehead. Whitehead drives, floater, rejected again by Zeller. Zeller, two blocks right off the bat. Baseball pass down the floor to Martini. Kicks it out to Rimpy, returning starter. This Rock Creek team has three returning starters. From last year's team, we went 4-17. And then putting up the banker is crazy, and she scores right of the lane. And Rock Creek leads 4-0. Quickly down the floor. With it is Zordel. Gives it up to the trailer, Whitehead. And they're going to face guard Haney wherever she goes. Frazee gets the assignment of sophomore against the junior Haney, one of the best point guards in the state. Not only in 3A, but in the state in girls basketball. Outstanding player and just a junior. Career high 26 state title game last year in the win over Heston. It's a turnaround shot on the far block by Hyman. It's an air ball too strong, rebounded by Rock Creek. One and done for the Eagles. Here come the Mustangs moving to my left. Martini picks up the dribble, gives it up to Frazee. Now flips it over to Rimpy. Rimpy, diagonal pass in the baseline. Quick move, going baseline. Prather, and had it knocked out of bounds by Zordel. Silver Lake will host Sabetha on Friday, Tuesday at Riley County, and then Wednesday at Holton, which we'll have for you on 96.9 The Pulse. Makeup game from when they were supposed to play during that snowstorm that came into our area as Bolin knocks the ball out of bounds and slips and falls, but she's okay on the baseline. Rock Creek will re-trigger. Rock Creek will be hosting Wamego on Friday, league game Tuesday at Council Grove. An odd schedule for a lot of teams with that big snowstorm that came into our area. Inside good position, Zeller gets around Hyman, missed the left-handed shot on the turnaround, and then the ball knocked free and last touched by Zeller and the Mustangs. Silver Lake went 24 days between games with a holiday break and then the reschedules due to the weather. All of a sudden, they play three games in 5 days down at Burlington. Now playing again here on Tuesday. Right elbow jumper by Whitehead off the heel. No. Strong rebound by Prather. Rips it down. And the Mustangs have the ball, leading 4-0 with 5:35 to go in the first quarter. Wide open. Rimpy. High arcing rainbow. Three. Rattles it home from the far wing. Adley Rimpy, a very good three-point shooter, knocks down the trifecta. And Rock Creek has a 7-0 lead. Whitehead. Far corner goes to Zordel. Over to Bolin. Both these teams winning their midseason basketball tournaments last week. Rock Creek run the Loyola Valley Panther Classic. And Silver Lake won the Bruins Invitational for the third straight year. Here is Bolin. Nice pass underneath, but not ready for it was Hyman. Might have been a little bit low. Bounced right off her shin. Tie up and arrow points in favor of Rock Creek. So a slow start for the Eagles on offense. Yet to score, and we're almost 3 minutes into the contest, 7-0 Rock Creek. Timeout, Silver Lake. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Battle of two state-ranked teams here tonight in the girls' contest. Rock Creek ranked 7th in 4A, Silver Lake 3rd in 3A, and Rock Creek with the early 7-0 advantage. Kyle Porter, head coach, still calling a timeout. Full court pressure out of the timeout. Stepping into a 17-footer off the bench and drilling it from the right baseline is Candy Whaley with the bucket, and it's 9-0 Rock Creek. Here's Haney, little hesitation dribble, flips it out. Three-pointer on the way by Zordel, swish from the far corner. Taylor Zordel shooting just 22% from three, but knocks that one down, her seventh triple of the year. And it's 9-3 Rock Creek. Baseball pass ahead, Whaley open again, tries it again for the baseline. Air ball, but right underneath to put it up and in. Catching the air ball is Rory Pitzer, a sophomore, just checked in the game during that last timeout. 11-3 Rock Creek. Rock Creek getting some offensive rebounds down in the paint. Here's Haney, a little hesitation dribble, puts up a tough banker, off balance, doesn't go. Haney hits the deck, rebound Rock Creek, one and done for the Eagles. Quayle with a high dribble, keeps the hand above the ball so it's not a carry, lobs underneath, great lob, and an easy layup, no, in and out, missing the bunny. Getting the rebound, putting it back up with the left is Pitzer, so she pads her rebounding totals. And Rock Creek is up 13-3 with 3:53 to go in the first quarter. High screen set by Hyman. Here's Haney. Guarded there by Frazee. Whitehead has it. Out front. Bolin launches the triple and knocks it down. Nothing but nylon for Ella Bolin, who was named all-tournament team at the Burling Invitational 8-3 of the year. And that was a big one. 13-6. Rock Creek. So Zordel and now Bolin hitting threes. Now Whaley tries to answer off the back iron, no from the corner. Great rebound by Haney and then tied up in a reach-in foul called on the Mustang. Zeller or Freese, take your pick. We'll see who they chose. They're going to go with Riley Freese, a sophomore. That's her first. And the first team foul on Rock Creek. Savannah Windy into the ballgame, 5'5 sophomore, and Karis Dieter, 5'6 freshman. Dieter at 20 in the first round of the Burley Invitational and then missed the last two games due to the flu. And yet Silver Lake still won that tournament down in Burlington, went 3-0. Here's Windy at a big game against Rossford earlier this year. And she came up big with 19 in the championship game against Labette County. Now driving is Dieter, and she lost the ball left of the lane. Here's Whaley, 2-on-1, back to our left, wraparound pass, and it's kicked out of bounds. Good job moving her leg and kicking that out of bounds to allow a reset of 5-on-5 as Bolin took out that left leg and kicked it out of bounds on the baseline. Allow Silver Lake to reset their defense. But Windy at 4 threes at Rossville, 19 against Labette County on Saturday. She's 10-for-10 from the line her last two games. So, and then Bolin came up big as well in absence of Dieter. Inbounds and great position. Right-handed banker is good by Pitzer, who has 6 quick points off the bench. And right now, Silver Lake having problems defending the low block in the deep in the paint. Here's Haney, gets a screen. There's a switch. Haney leans in, and we have a blocking foul called on Macy Clark, who's one of just 2 seniors on this team, along with Hadley Rempe for Rock Creek. They have 3 returning starters, Martini, Frazee, and Rempe. They start 1 senior, 2 juniors, 2 sophomores. 22 kids on the roster, 2 seniors, 4 juniors, 8 sophomores, 8 freshmen for Rock Creek, a team that went 4-17 a year ago. First time they've been under 500 since the 18-19 campaign. Here's a lob into Haney, who jumps, catches it, and puts it all up in one motion and banks it in. Haney showing off her athleticism, averages 20 a game. That's her first 2 of the evening. Rock Creek's plan, you can tell, is don't let Haney beat them. Make other people beat them. Left-handed shot, wild one put up there by Martini, missed everything except the backboard. Rebounded by Haney, crossed the Mustang logo, if I could talk, left to right. Haney lobs it underneath for Dieter. Missed the layup, gets her own rebound, puts it up and good. Dieter with her first 2. Good look by Haney, and Silver Lake's settling down. 15-10 Rock Creek after the Mustangs led 13-3. 7-2 burst by the Eagles. Man-to-man defense by Silver Lake. We've seen man-to-man so far by Rock Creek. In the far corner, this is Rempe. Drives, underhands it to a teammate, which is Prather. And then Prather trying to go to Zeller inside and threw it away. Out of bounds on the baseline. It goes to Silver Lake. Second turnover, Rock Creek. Silver Lake's turned it over once. Under 2 minutes to play, first quarter, 15-10. Rock Creek with the lead. They've led the entire way so far. Here's Dieter, a little crossover dribble. Freshman going over against the sophomore, Frazee. On the baseline is Zordel. Zordel cut off double team. And now a shot put up on the pass to Elena Brewster, 5'11 senior, and she's fouled on the shot attempt. So we'll get 2 free throws. Martini to foul her first. And that is the second team foul on Rock Creek. 3 team fouls so far. Actually, 3 team fouls on Rock Creek, 1 on Silver Lake. Brewster to the line, free throw up and good. Brewster, a 60% foul shooter. Mark Johnson, Johnny Roberts are the assistant coaches for Kyle Porter. Silver Lake crushed Rock Creek both times last year, 62-28, 66-33, when they're members of the Mideast League. Now in new leagues, as Brewster hits a pair of charity tosses, and it's 15-12. Rock Creek, they have the ball to our left. Giving some room as Rempe doesn't pull the trigger on the three-pointer. Dribbles right side, beyond the arc, now back out between the circles, beyond the volleyball line, is Frazee. A lob underneath for Zeller. Nice catch, had a block from behind by Brewster. Here comes Whitehead. gives it up to Brewster. Brewster turns, underhands it. Great dish. Dieter missed the layup, gets it back, missed again, and rebounded there by Martini. Dieter would like to have that one back. Martini bringing up the floor, far sideline. Out to Rimpy, fakes the three, dribble drive, all the way to the hooper. Banker missed it, gets her own rebound, then lost it, taken away by Wendy. Ahead to Whitehead, under a minute to play first quarter, 15-12, Rock Creek, Whitehead, up and under, shot does not go, off the right side of the iron and out of bounds. Last touch by Martini, it'll stay with Silver Lake. Set to throw it in is Zordel, left of the bucket on the baseline. Lobs it far corner to Wendy. Wendy, a good three-point shooter, 35% on the air, sit 15 threes. Posting up is Brewster. Brewster steps through and draws the contact, the foul. I think they're going to get Zeller. Came across the arm of Brewster. Instead, they're going to call Prather with the reach-in. 14th foul on Rock Creek. 42.4 to play first quarter, 15-12 in favor of the Mustangs. They led by as many as 10, 13-3. Brewster's free throw rattles in there. Brewster 3-for-3 from the line. Silver Lake as a team shoots 69% from the line, 28% from three, 44% from the floor. Averaging 64 points, allowing just 41. Second free throw for the 5'11 senior. One of just three seniors on the roster, and two splashes that one as well. So Brewster perfect 4-for-4 from the line. And Silver Lake has come all the way back to cut it to one. 40 seconds to go, first quarter. Here is Frazee. Lost it. It's loose. Out of bounds. Last touch. Deflected by Dieter. And then out of bounds off of Martini. Turnover for Rock Creek, their fourth. Silver Lake could hold for the final shot. Try to take the lead here at the end of this first quarter. Silver Lake, seven state championships, including the undefeated title a year ago. Three times they've had perfect seasons. Actually, four times. Last year and then three times prior under Lauren Ziegler, who's now assistant for the boys for Silver Lake. Haney hands it off to Dieter, 14 on the clock. Haney gets it, drives into the paint, had it partially blocked. Rebound by Frazee. There's time on the clock for Rock Creek. 6 seconds and an offensive foul. Martini pushed off. Taking the charge is Savannah Wendy. Great job moving her feet. Player control foul, no free throws, even though it's a 15 foul. So Silver Lake has 4.7 to work with, trailing by one, as Wendy banged her head a little bit on the floor. She's rubbing her head right now. Fires ahead. Here's Haney. Has time to shoot. Puts it up. Counts if it goes. It's short. And that's the end of the first quarter. I think the clock started a little bit late, but didn't go anyway, so it didn't matter. 15-14, Rock Creek with the lead after they led by as many as 10. Silver Lake has shaved the deficit down to one. Back in 1 minute, this is high school basketball, 96.9, the Pulse.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with Cedar Engineer MJ, Wade Gershner back with you at Rock Creek High School. Beautiful facility here at Rock Creek. Their baseball field and stadium is outstanding as well. Colleges actually use it to practice, I've been told at times. Rock Creek leading in the girls contest. Battle of two ranked teams, 15-14. Rock Creek with the lead and the ball to start the second quarter. They're in the white uniforms with black numerals and lettering. Silver Lake in the maroon with the gold numerals and lettering, with Lake on the front of the jersey. Left-hand corner three off the mark, put up there by Martini. In fact, that was Frazee. Rebound, though, to Rimpy. Three on the way. This one off again by Frazee. Out of bounds, it goes to Silver Lake. So Rock Creek jumped out to a 9-0 lead. Then they led 13-3, but Silver Lake closed that first quarter on a 11-2 spurt. You cut it to one. and have a chance to take the first lead of the game. Zone defense in Rock Creek. Inside, Haney catches it, double team, gets it to Whitehead. Whitehead back to Haney. Great pass. Haney left hand banker good. Assist to Whitehead. And it's 16-15. Silver Lake with their first lead of the evening. Ranked 3rd in 3A. Rock Creek ranked 7th in 4A after going 4-17 a year ago. Trevor Kelly's done a great job in his first year coming over from Waubunsee. Waubunsee used to be part of the Mideast League, now no longer. Lob in the Zeller reverse layup, missing. Ball tipped out by Hyman. Goes to Whitehead. 3-on-2. Don't have the spacing ahead to Zordel. Zordel spins, flips it back out. Haney jumps into a 3 and knocks it down top of the key. Haney was the trailer. That's just her 7-3 of the season, but she's shooting 38% from downtown, 56% from the floor. And Silver Lake now leads 19-15. Ball knocked away and a travel called. Todd Frazee, good defense by Whitehead. So a 16-2 run, Silver Lake currently is on. Trail 13-3, now up 19-15, and hit 3 threes in this game from 3 different players. Posting up, Bowling, good position. Goes around the hoop, gives it to Whitehead. Her banker too strong. Rebound, fought for, coming away with it is Riley Price, a sophomore for Rock Creek, then throws it away. Bowling with a steal, and missed the layup. Freese gets it back, and now fires it over to Frazee. So Rock Creek gets away with the turnover, and then Bowling, trailing from behind, trying to poke the ball away, called for a foul. Not a good one there. That's her second, and team foul number one on Silver Lake in the second quarter. So Silver Lake has scored 16 of the last 18 points after trailing 13-3. Inbounds to Prather. Fires it right-hand corner. It goes to Rempe. Rempe hit a three in the first quarter. He gets a return pass from Prather. Corner three, wide open left side. Bingo! Swish from the corner by Riley Priest. That is her first three. Second three of the night for Rock Creek. 19-18. Silver Lake. Haney has 7 to lead the Eagles. She catches it on the block. Out to Zordel. Lobs it out front to Whitehead. Whitehead getting a start tonight in place of Deiter. Now Haney catches in the paint with the left-hand scoop. Doesn't fall. Hits the deck. Upset with herself. She thought she should have finished. Outlet ahead. And the ball poked away from behind. Good hustle there by Deiter to allow Silver Lake to reset their defense as Rock Creek had numbers going the other way in transition to my left. Going out is Rempe. Also checking out is Prather. And is Pitzer, who is averaging 4 a game at 6 in the first quarter. Also back in is Kennedy Whaley, who hit a 3 in that first quarter. Inbounds to Pitzer, gives it up, wide open, is Frazee on the baseline, and scores from 6. Frazee with 4, so a quick 4-0 response, and it's 28-19, Rock Creek. Haney steps through, and the scoop hangs on the bridge and does not fall. And then the outlet stolen by Deiter, the freshman, and then a foul called on Priest. That is her second. Rock Creek having problems handling the ball in the backcourt with kind of token pressure by Silver Lake after misses by the Eagles. Rock Creek won the JV girls contest earlier tonight on the main floor. So Haney flips it over to Deiter. Over to Wendy. Here's Haney catching at the right elbow. Good pass. Wendy to lefty three. Far corner. Too strong. Rebound weak side to Whitehead. Does a little things help this team. Gets a return pass. Fires the triple. This one too strong. Rebounded by Zeller. Mustangs with the ball across the timeline. Lob it ahead off the fingertips of Pitzer and a turnover. The fourth already of the second quarter. 4:40 to go in the second stanza. 20-19 in favor of Rock Creek. Haney checks with their head coach, Kyle Porter, on what the Eagles want to run on this offensive set. Baseball pass in the corner, now over to Wendy from Whitehead. Now Haney has it. Zone look, Haney cuts right into the zone, passes on baseline Whitehead. They swing the ball, now Wendy dribbles it a few times back to Haney at the foul line. Haney finds a crease, flips it up with the left, and that one too strong. Hyman fighting for the rebound, dives on the floor, and is tied up. Good effort by Hyman along with Pitzer. Arrow points in favor of Silver Lake. Rock Creek 20, Silver Lake 19. 4:11 to go before halftime. Boys game coming up later tonight. Rock Creek 8-1, ranked third in 4A. And Silver Lake boys are 7-2. Haney, into the corner. Windy doesn't take the three. The southpaw gives it back to Haney. And shot clock expires. And see, there's the problem with the whole shot clock thing. And I know that Silver Lake has been told, hey, there's a shot clock in this game. But that's what I can't stand about what the Kansas State High School Tattoo Association decided to do, was make it optional because of that very fact. Like, Rock Creek's used a shot clock on their home floor. Silver Lake doesn't have a shot clock. I mean, it should be universal across the board or not at all, in my opinion. Hopefully that'll become universal or not in the future, but be consistent all the way around. Turnaround shot on the entry pass. That is Pitzer. She has eight. She's giving Silver Lake some problems down low, and it's 22-19, Rock Creek. The other thing, too, there is no shot clock in postseason play, so if you get used to it, then you won't have it. When the season really matters, when it's do or die, survive or advance. Three-pointer missed by Silver Lake. Quickly down the floor. Eagles got beat down the floor, but missing the layup is Martini. Ball's loose. Oh, what a job by Deiter to poke it away from Frazee. Deiter going all the way to my right, then dribbled the ball off the foot of Whaley. Looked like a carry by Deiter. Got away with it. Rock Creek fans disgusted on the far side with the officials, as they might have missed that one. 22-19, Rock Creek. Inbounds to Haney. Haney steps in, muscles it up, and left it short. Rebound to Pitzer. She's giving her team good minutes. Quickly down the floor in the right-hand corner. This is Martini. Martini slips and falls, gets it to Whaley. Swing it into the corner, left side, three, short. Put up there by Frazee, and then a rebound on the baseline for Rock Creek. That's a nice job on the offensive glass. And on the putback try, a foul called on the Eagles. It is on Deiter. That's her first. Second team foul on Silver Lake, and to the line to shoot free throws is Lucy Martini. 35-second shot clock, and we've seen a couple times with Silver Lake. One time where the shot clock ran out, ball goes out of bounds, shot clock doesn't reset, so of course the ball hits the rim. And I think there are a lot of people that would like to have the shot clock universally. I think there's some that maybe would say it's okay the way it was, but I would love to just see it consistent all the way through. That's just my two cents. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, and, you know, down the line, maybe even as soon as next year, we'll have it consistently all the way through in every class. Two free throws made there by Martini, and it is, she has 4-4 from the line, and it's 24-19. And here is Deiter, drives, misses, gets her own rebound, and is fouled. So it was Silver Lake on a 16-2 run, but now Rock Creek on a 9-0 spurt, and they lead 24-19. So Silver Lake a spurt, a response by the Mustangs. Free throw, swished by Deiter. Karis Deiter, just a freshman. She had 19 and 4 threes at Centralia early in the year. Had 20 against Ottawa last Tuesday, first round of the Burling Invitational, and then missed the last two games, the semis and championship, due to the flu, and Silver Lake still was able to win. Second free throw off the back iron, no good. Deiter, 67% foul shooter, 24-20. Bring it up against the pressure is Frazee, a returning starter from a year ago. Rock Creek's already doubled their win total from a season ago when they won four. This year they've already won eight. Here's a jumper baseline short put up there by Prather. The rebound, stick back try. Zeller can't get his go, but she's fouled. And once again, second chance opportunity for Rock Creek. See, the foul is on. Two free throws for Zeller. As the free throw, first one, no good. Foul was on Brewster, her first. Team foul number three on the Eagles, with 2:27 to go before halftime. Boys game coming up. Second free throw, Zeller. That one's short. Missed both. But we have a loose ball foul, and Silver Lake pushing off to get the rebound. So Zeller misses both free throws, a 50% foul shooter. But a loose ball foul is called on Zordo, her first. That's the fourth team foul on the Eagles. Rampeet traveled. So Bunny Hop, she's getting ready to shoot a three. And call for steps. Here's Haney right of the key. Diagonal pass left corner to Windy. They swing it back over to Haney. Haney fires it right corner. Open. Three. Zortle. That one air ball. Great rebound underneath. Reverse. Layup. Good. By Savannah Windy, the sophomore. Her first two. And it's 24-22. Rock Creek leading by a deuce. Devil Lake stays the man-to-man. Driving all the way to the hoop. Martini had it partially blocked, and Silver Lake gets it. Bruce to the rebound. Outlet to Haney. Under two to play. Second quarter. Good look ahead. Windy, wraparound pass. Great look in the lay-in for Zortle. Terrific teamwork. Moving the ball down the floor quickly with the pass. Not wasting a lot of dribbles. We're tied at 24. Right elbow. Lob for Zeller. She catches deep against Brewster. Back out. Jumper from 12 is short, put up by Prather. Rebound to Zordo on a foul called. Loose ball foul on the Mustangs. It is on Zeller, her first. Team foul number 3 on Rock Creek in the second quarter. Minute 26 to go before halftime. Windy goes out, as does Brewster. Brewster's given Coach Porter some good minutes. 24-24 tie. Dangerous pass by Haney and almost stolen. Deflected far side by Martini. That was a bit of a casual pass by Haney. She's really good handling the rock. Haney has 7 to lead Silver Lake. Pitzer has 8 off the bench to lead Rock Creek. Dangerous pass is tipped. Silver Lake gets it back. Whitehead to Hyman. Turns, shoots, and misses over Zeller. Rebound Rock Creek. Outlet ahead to Martini. Martini leans in. Scores with the left. She has 6. 4 free throws and a field goal. And Rock Creek's back out in front. 26-24. Eagles cross the timeline. Into the front court to my right. Time a little give and go. Trying to go to Haney. Pass deflected. It's loose. Diving on it is Dider along with Rimpy for Rock Creek. Jump ball and the arrow goes to the Mustangs. Rock Creek led 9-0, 13-3. Silver Lake on a 16-2 run, led 19-15. Rock Creek responded with a 9-0 burst of their own to lead by 5, and now we're tied. Now it's 2-point lead for Rock Creek, 26-24. Rimpy hops into a 3, in and out. Terrific box out by Hyman against Zeller. Here's Dider, going all the way, leans in, puts it up. Offensive foul, and that one, that was... That should have been a non-call. She was falling backwards before Titer even got into her body. I call him out, I see him. And she could have almost called that a flop warning. There's spot warnings this year in basketball, but they wave out the bucket, offensive foul on Titer. Well done by Martini with 2 fouls to go in and get the call. But that's a break for Rock Creek. Silver Lake has turned over 4 times, Rock Creek 9. 20 seconds for halftime. Into the front court between the ovals. Crossover dribble, Frazee, a sophomore, guarded by Whitehead. Frazee lobs out front. Open, three-pointer. Rimpy puts it up and wide right, an air ball with 7.6 to go. Out of bounds. Silver Lake basketball. Pitzer and Macy Clark checking in for Rock Creek for defense. Get Zeller and Martini out. They don't get any more fouls. Inbounds to Haney. She lets it roll all the way half court. Clark doesn't start until she touches it. Now Zordle into the paint. Puts it up and is fouled. Well, Silver Lake's been able to penetrate, get into the lane quite a bit against Rock Creek, but then Rock Creek's size has altered some shots. I think Coach Keller would like his team to cut off some of that penetration. So that's a second foul on Clark. And so free throws short on the first one is Zordle. Zordo, a 59% foul shooter. Second free throw coming up here in a moment. 3.6 on the clock, 26-24 Rock Creek. Zordo could make it a one-point game. It's on the way. Short. Rebounded by Prather. Baseball pass to half court. Martini accounts if it goes and nearly banked it in from half court. Martini, the banker, almost went down from the half court stripe. 26-24, very entertaining first half of girls high school basketball between Silver Lake from the Big East League and Rock Creek from the MCKL, formerly members of the Mid-East League. Silver Lake ranked 3rd in 3A, trailing the 7th-ranked team in 4A Rock Creek at the break, 26-24. Our halftime show to come after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball, our game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at Nextech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Meritow Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Meritow Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Senior Engineer MJ Wade Gerstner with you here at Rock Hill High School, home of the Mustangs, and a very entertaining first half of girls basketball. Rock Creek ranks 7th in 4A, according to the Kansas Basketball Coach Association. Silver Lake ranked 3rd in 3A, defending 3A state champions. Silver Lake 8-1, Rock Creek 8-1. And it's very close at halftime, with Rock Creek leading 26-24. Rock Creek jumped out to a 9-0 lead. Kyle Porter, head coach, Silver Lake, called a timeout. Rock Creek led 13-3. Silver Lake closed out the first quarter on 11-2 run, trailed 15-14 at the end of one, and then scored the first 5 points of the second quarter, went on a 16-2 run, and led 19-15. But Rock Creek had the response, a 9-0 spurt of their own, to make it 24-19. And here at halftime, it's 26-24 in favor of Rock Creek. Leading the way for the Mustangs, Rory Pitzer, a 5'11 sophomore, averaging 4 a game, had 8 in the first half. 6 points for Lucy Martini, 4 free throws and a layup. 4 points for Kylie Frazee, 3 on the 3-pointer by Hadley Rempe, 2 points for Kennedy Whaley, 3 points for Riley Priest, including a 3-pointer. 2 made threes for Rock Creek, turned it over 9 times first half, 4-6 from the line. Silver Lake turned the ball over 4 times in the first half. They're led by Kaylin Haney, who had to work hard for 7 points, including a 3-pointer. 5 points and a 3 for Taylor Zordel. 3 points on a 3 for Ella Bolin. 4 points on a 4-for-4 performance from the line in the first half by a senior Elena Brewster off the bench. Karis Deiter with 3 points, a bucket and a free throw, on Savannah Windy with a layup. Silver Lake, 5-of-8 from the line, hit 3 threes in that first half. Rock Creek girls 26, Silver Lake 24. More of a halftime show to come after this 2-minute timeout on 96.9 The Pulse.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless, but the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Whether you're looking at high performance tires for the best ride or budget friendly all season tires, we're here for you.
We have 2 convenient locations, well-trained technicians and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supply are dealers for Sherlock, Sioux City Tarps, and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with the new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rock Creek Girls 26, Silver Lake 24 at halftime. Other games in the Big East League tonight. St. Mary's is at Troy in girls action. Jeff West taking on Spring Hill at the Top Gun tournament in Wellsville. Nemaw Central also in that tournament taking on Blue Valley Southwest. And the JCN girls tournament is ACCHS taking on Rossville. Perry LeCompton versus JCN. Holton is at Riley County tonight. That's a league game. Riverside at Sabetha, non-league. Jackson Heights at Hiawatha girls. That's part of the first round of the Hiawatha Invitational, and of course, Silver Lake at Rock Creek. Boys play just four games tonight. Jeff West at Perry LeCompton, Holton at Riley County, Riverside Sabetha, and Silver Lake at Rock Creek. Boys game coming out later tonight here at Rock Creek High School. Rock Creek boys are 8-1. They've won five in a row. Had won five in a row, and then lost to St. Mary's in the Thunder Classic semifinals up in Seneca, and then won the third-place game against Troy. They only lost to St. Mary's after starting the year 7-0, made it to the 4A state tournament last year, lost the first round to Atchison. Justin Smith, the head coach in his third year. Rock Creek, a very solid team, ranked third in 4A this year, although Coley Burgess, one of their best players, has been battling an ankle injury, and Riker Zeller, one of their starters, is out sick today, so he is not expected to play tonight. So Rock Creek could be a little bit shorthanded. Silver Lake boys are 7-2 overall, 4-1 in the Big East, and coming off a second place finish at the Burlington Invitational, beat Labette County, and then beat Burlington in three overtimes, 97-88, and then lost in the championship game. Had a quick turnaround after that emotional, exciting win over Burlington. Fell to Ottawa in the title game, 67-38. Silver Lake's other loss, their only league loss, which was on the road at Rossville, a game we had on 96.9 The Pulse back in December. So that's the boys' game coming up later tonight. Silver Lake 7-2, Rock Creek 8-1. That should be a dandy. Girls' game a dandy so far, 26-24. Rock Creek with the lead, back with a second half in 2 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Go to the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Stock Growers State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz. In Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake, Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gersher back with you. Our game of the week on 96.9. The Pulse here from Rock Creek High School. The Mustangs leading Silver Lake 26-24. Get set to start the third quarter. Halftime score, girls play. Riverside 18, Sabetha 11. Troy girls beat St. Mary's in overtime. Halftime, JC and girls tournament. ACCHS and Rossville tied at 22. And a girls halftime score, Holton trailing Riley County 17-10. Here it's 26-24 Rock Creek. Silver Lake with the ball. Starts the second half. Hope you enjoy it here this evening on 96.9, The Pulse, and also on that free MSC Radio app on your smartphones. In the far corner, Bolin launches a high arcing three, too strong from the corner. Good rebound, but then a tie-up. Haney tying up Frazee, but it'll be Rock Creek basketball. Big thanks to our sponsors. Make it all possible. Bob's Janitorial, Silver Lake Animal Health Center, Doltmeyer Homes, Dot Grower State Bank, Cindy Glenn, Realtor, Coldwell Banker, American Home, Performance Tire and Auto, Clements Welding and Moral, Integrity Insurance, Next Tech, and the Silver Lake Bank, all making it possible to have this game on the radio this evening. In the near corner is Hadley Rimpey. Plays it out front. This is Frazee. Veers left. Kicks it out. 18-footer left side. Swish by Ellie Prather. But was just inside the three-point line. And it's 28-24, Rock Creek. 2-3 zone by Rock Creek. They go to high post. It's knocked away by Rimpey, stolen by Martini. She goes all the way to my right, and Haney with a good foul to prevent the layup. Haney, that's her first foul of the ball game, and the first team foul on Silver Lake. Silver Lake will be in action Friday. They'll host Sabetha. Sabetha's really struggled this year, just has the one win. Tuesday at Riley County, Wednesday at Holton, which we'll have for you on 96.9 The Pulse. In fact, we'll have games for you next week, back-to-back nights, as a free throw off the heel, no good for Martini. She's 4-5 from the line. We'll have Rossville at St. Mary's Tuesday. That should be a great doubleheader. Then Silver Lake at Holton on Wednesday. And then we'll have the Seaman Vikings on February the 11th. Second free throw goes in. Martini hits one of two, and it's 29-24 in favor of the Mustangs. There's a lob underneath. Great pass to Whitehead from Haney, but Whitehead can't finish at the rim. Back the other way is Martini. Two on two. Great thread the needle pass to Zeller, and all Hyman could do is foul, which is a smart foul on Hyman's part. That's her first second team foul. Boy, Rock Creek so improved from a year ago. They took it on the chin, played a lot of players with inexperience. Now those players have one more year of experience under their belt, and they're more comfortable this year and off to an 8-1 start. They only lost to Clifton Clyde back on December the 20th. They've won five in a row, have the Lady Mustangs. Free throw back iron. No good there for Zeller, just a 50% foul shooter. She's 0-for-3 from the line tonight. She averages 15 points a game, has not scored until now. She makes the second free throw. 30-24 in favor of Rock Creek. Haney has it against his 2-3 zone. Hosting is Bowling. Great position. Had it blocked up high by Prather, but they call a foul with the lower body on the junior forward. Her second. Team's first. 6:41 to go third quarter. Rock Creek scoring the first 4 points of this third frame. They lead 30-24. Free throw, Bolin short. Bolin, just a 43% foul shooter, 9 of 22 on the season now after that miss. Hit a three-pointer in the first half, averaged 8 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, but she buries the second free throw. Hit her 8-3 of the season earlier tonight in the first quarter. 30-25. Rock Creek. Silver Lake, let's see what they do. They're staying in there man-to-man, and now Steele. Great job by Bolin. Jump in front of the pass intended for Frazee. Here's Haney looking to attack. Takes her time. Flips it to the trailer. Bolin steps into the three. Off to the right. Ball tipped. Haney gets it. Kept alive, though. And over to Hyman. Her shot blocked, but a foul called on Zeller. And that's Zeller's second team foul. Well, that was kept alive by Zortle. Tipped it back to Haney, and now Hyman has a chance to take advantage of the opportunity at the charity strike. Rock Creek will be hosting Wamego Friday back in league play Tuesday at Council Grove. This is a free throw wide to the left by Hyman. Hyman averaging 6 points a game. 71% foul shooter, has not scored so far tonight. Second free throw on the way. This one off to the right. 0 for 2 for Hyman. Boland was 1 for 2, so Silver Lake 1 of 4 from the line in the last few moments. 30 to 25, Rock Creek. Inside it goes to Zeller against Hyman. She turns, had a block by Hyman, but a foul called on Page, and that is her second. Third team foul. We set the lineup for you. It is Rempe, Frazee, Martini, Prather, and Zeller, starting five at Rock Creek. Zeller at the line. She's 1 of 4 from the stripe. Back iron, no. Make it 1 of 5. It is Haney, Zordel, along with Boland, Hyman, and Whitehead for Silver Lake. Second free throw. That one woefully short. And then we have a violation called on Silver Lake. Stepped in the lane early on the free throw. And Zeller will have another opportunity. Zeller herself almost stepped across the line before the ball hit the rim. As a shooter, you can't pass that line until the ball hits the rim. Zeller makes that free throw, so the lane violation costing Silver Lake a point there. 31-25, Rock Creek. Silver Lake defending 3A champion, 26-0 last year. Completing their fourth perfect season, their eighth state championship, their first since 2016. It's passed inside, batted out of bounds by Rock Creek. Dieter is in. He's going out as Whitehead. Into the corner, Zordel, open. Jumper, too strong from the corner, just inside the three-point line on the out-of-bounds play. Here is Frazee all the way to the hoop and scores. She goes right down the boulevard, and Frazee able to slither away to the cup for two. She has six, and it's 33-25, Rock Creek. Inside goes Haney, cutting to the buck through the zone and banks it up and in, angling through her left. Haney with nine. 33-27, Rock Creek with the lead and the ball. Moving to our right, the white uniforms with the black numerals and trim and lettering. Silver Lake defending man-to-man in the maroon with the gold lettering and numerals. Three put up from the right side, missing short by Rempe. Here come the Eagles from right to left. Finding a crease, wiggling all the way to the bucket is Dieter, and she's fouled. Good move by Dieter, the freshman. Saw some daylight, attacked. Third foul on Prather. Third team foul on Rock Creek, so Dieter to the line, 67% foul shooter, 1 of 2 tonight. Free throw up, and it rolls in. Hit the front iron, line drive, but goes down. Wendy is in, going out as Zordel. Silver Lake team, of course, lost five seniors from that undefeated state team a year ago, as Dieter hits both free throws. Lost Kaylee Dieter. McKenzie McDaniel was All-Stater. McKinley Kruger was All-Stater. Cabrin Kruger and Sarah Worley. Back the other way. Going right to the hoop again is Frazee. Breakdown defensively. Silver Lake, that's 8 for Frazee. And it's 35-29 Rock Creek. Here's a 3. Wendy from the corner knocks it down. Savannah Wendy with her first 3 of the night. Her 16th of the season. And it's 35-32. Rock Creek's lead trimmed in half. Good one here tonight on 96.9 The Pulse. Now the lob tipped away by Boland, stolen by Haney. Haney goes all the way, baseline, and brings it back out. Left-handed pass to a wide-open Boland to tie the game for 3. Yes, sir. Boland with her second trifecta. Great find by Haney. And just like that, we are tied at 35. A quick run there for Silver Lake. Here is Frazee, all the way to the hoop, puts it up, it rolls off the cup, great drive with the left hand, couldn't convert at the rim. Here come the Eagles. Haney, left side, corner, wide open, nobody picks up Boland, this one an air ball, the rebound's picked back, Dieter can't get it, she hits the deck, looks for a foul, doesn't get the call. And now Frazee, trying to get away from the harassing guard, which is Dieter. Over to Rempe. Rempe kicks it out. Three-pointer. Pitzer, top of the key. Off the heel, no. Terrific block out by Hyman. She snares the rebound. 3:27 to go. Third quarter. We're tied to 35. Haney, kick out to Wendy. Fumbles the ball. Gets it back. crosses over and brings it out to the wing. At the volleyball line between the circles, Deiter. For the near wing, it goes to Bolin. Deiter launches the three. That one 3 feet short, an air ball. Haney trying to save it, cannot. Goes into Silver Lake cheaters, the cheerleaders. Haney hurt her ankle against Girard in the second round of the Burlington tournament, but looks to be fine here tonight. So we're tied at 35. And Rock Creek with the ball. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Two ranked teams battling it out. Former Mideast League rivals and foes. Martini underhands it to Zeller. They swing it left side. Three-pointer on the way. Oh! Freeze drills it. That was a guarded three, and she said, why not? Let's pull the trigger, and she connects. 38-35, Rock Creek. I tried to go to Hyman. The pass by Deiter knocked away. It's stolen by Rimpey. Rimpey wants to push. Bounce pass to the wing. 17-footer by Martini. Yes, sir. She knocks it down and switches it. She has nine, and it's 40-35. Rock Creek back in front by five after the game was tied at 35. Timeout, Silver Lake. We'll take one as well. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer MJ, Wade Gerstner with you from Rock Creek High School as Rock Creek leading Silver Lake 40-35. You're just tuning in. Rock Creek led 9-0, 13-3. Silver Lake went on a 16-2 spurt, led 19-15. Rock Creek responded with 9 unanswered to go up 24-19. Rock Creek led by 2 at halftime. Led by 6 when Silver Lake tied it at 35 on a 6-0 run, and now 5 unanswered for Rock Creek. They're back up 40-35, causing Kyle Porter, head coach for the Eagles, to call his second timeout of the evening. 2:19 to go in the third, 40-35. Rock Creek's been a great ball game. Been two very good girls basketball teams. Pump fake by Whitehead. Pass out front to Bolin. Deiter getting a breather right now. The freshman, who missed last game, two games due to the flu. Now a bounce pass to Whitehead was low at the shoestrings of Haney. Right between the legs and out of bounds on the far sideline. Not a good pass there. Silver Lake with 6 turnovers tonight. Rock Creek with 11. Man-to-man defense by Silver Lake. Rock Creek's been playing mostly 2-3 zone in this second half. To the far corner, this is Frazee. And travel called on Rimpey out on the perimeter. Unforced turnover. Rock Creek, we mentioned they've won 5 in a row. They took care of Santa Fe Trail by 25, Chapman by 19, Royal Valley by 24 to win the Royal Valley Panther Classic last week. 3 convincing wins. Wendy opened 3 from the far corner, short. Weak side rebound in the opposite corner to Haney. Haney a little crossover, probing on the baseline. Now brings it back out between the circles over to Whitehead. Whitehead to the volleyball line. Left of the key it goes to Haney with the ponytail. Cutting his bowl in her scoop with the left. No. Rebound by Zeller. Outlet to Frazee. Quickly ahead. Pass deflected. It goes right to Rimpey. Rimpey stepped on the baseline trying to pass it to Zeller. Good defense of Whitehead holding her ground. Zordo is in for Silver Lake. And Prather back in. Martini out. Whaley will go in. Rimpey is out. And Deiter is in for Haney. He'll get a short breather. Rock Creek girls have only been to state one time in their school history. Silver Lake, meanwhile, 16 state appearances and 8 state titles. 1 out of every 2 times they go to state, they win it all. That's pretty impressive. Here's Deiter, slips through the defense and rolls it up and in. Just went right through the top of that 2-3. Deiter was 7, and it is 40-37. Rock Creek, under a minute to go in the third quarter. They have four teams tonight, two boys, two girls teams. Three of the four are 8-1, and the other 7-2. So we've got some good basketball tonight for you, both girls and boys, later tonight. Pass inside, tipped, it's loose, and picked up there by Frazee. 14 on the shot clock. There's a shot clock here tonight, 35-second shot clock. Going into the lane and putting it high off the glass. Taking her time is Riley Free. She has 8, averages 3.5, and it's 42-37. Here's Deiter inside off the hands of Brewster. Turnover. Brewster wasn't ready for it. Wasn't a bad pass. She just wasn't ready for it. Stolen there by Frazee. 15 seconds on the clock. Timeout called by Rock Creek. A 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 on 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
42-37, Rock Creek with the lead. They have 14.3 seconds to work with as they have possession of the ball here late in the third quarter. Haney trying to deny Frazee. They get it into Frazee with the left-hand dribble. Picks up the dribble prematurely and then travels. He slipped and fell. Turnover for Rock Creek. That is their 13th. Turnovers keeping Silver Lake in it. And now the Eagles. It's going to be frustrating, Coach Keller. You call a timeout. 5 seconds later, you turn it over. That's not what he drew up, of course. Zeller checks out. Whaley's going to come out and guard Haney at half court. So man-to-man on the final 9 seconds of the third quarter. Silver Lake trailing by 5. Haney wants a double screen. She gets it. Cutting into the bucket. Wide open is Deiter, and she scores a layup with 2 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Beautiful setup. Executed set play to close the quarter. 42-39. Silver Lake within 3. Back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute. This is high school basketball, 96-9. The Pulse.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. 8 minutes to decide who's going to win this one here this evening. Rock Creek or Silver Lake. Rock Creek girls 42, Silver Lake girls 39. We start the fourth quarter. Eagles with the ball after scoring that bucket to close out the third quarter. Bad pass by Deiter. Knocked away and stolen by Rimpey. Rimpey, nice dish all the way down the floor. Easy layup for Frazee. She has 10, and it's 44-39. Costly turnover for the Eagles, just their eighth of the night. Rockley goes back to a zone. Haney passes tip loose. Getting it back is Brewster. Brewster leans in, left it short, challenged on the shot. Zertl has it. Wendy over to Haney. Haney attacks into the lane. Misses the follow with the left. No, she gets a rebound. She'll try a third time. Leans in, puts it up short. She'll try a fourth time. Haney adding to the stats there. Kick out to Wendy. Wendy back to Haney. Wide open three. Top of the circle. Bingo! Kaylin Haney not to be denied. She had 3 offensive rebounds, 3 misses. That didn't help the field goal percentage, but eventually kept it alive 4 times and hits a 3-pointer. 44-42. Rock Creek by 2. Here's a 3. Trying to answer Rimpey off the mark. And alone for the rebound is Dieter. The freshman pushes up the floor to our left into the front court. Over to Windy. A three for the lead. Off the heel, no. Long rebound to Martini. Great look for Windy. Martini gives it up to Frazee. Rimpy, quick move, drives right by the defender, wraparound pass baseline to Prather. Martini to Zeller. Zeller has it inside. Haney reads the pass, jumps in front, intercepts it in the lane. Back to our left, here come the Eagles. Chance to tie or take it with a lead with a three. What a pass, a bullet pass by Haney, but Dieter can't finish at the rim. Challenged by Zeller for Rock Creek. Here come the Mustangs, to my right in their white uniforms. Crossover, Frazee goes all the way and scores it. Frazee has 12, she averages 10 a game. And 46-42, Rock Creek. Every time Silver Lake ties it or gets close, Rock Creek seems to have an answer. And a timeout called by Silver Lake. It's a full timeout. 5:54 to go, fourth quarter. Rock Creek 46, Silver Lake 42. Back in 1 minute. This is high school basketball. 96.9, the Pulse.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Go to the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. One of the best guards in the state, Kaylin Haney for Silver Lake. Great effort a moment ago at three offensive rebounds. Eventually got a return pass and hit a three-pointer top of the key. She is on the bench. I don't know if she's working out some cramps. She is absolutely exhausted. We're not feeling well. So she is not on the floor right now. They're attending to her over on the Silver Lake bench to my left. So Haney not on the floor right now with 5:44 to go. Inside it goes to Hyman. Good wraparound pass to Zordo. And Zordo puts it up and in. Zordo with seven. Great look by Hyman. 46-44, Rock Creek by two. It's a great opportunity for the Mustangs with Haney on the bench. Lob underneath. Bad pass. Trying to go to Zeller. Telegraphed it. Stolen by Boland. 15 turnovers for the Mustangs. Quickly ahead it goes to Zordo. Zordo into the paint. Had it knocked away, gets it back. Gives it to Whitehead. Whitehead to Zordo, top of the circle. Fakes the three. Steps in, finds the crease. Puts it up off the window, too strong. Zordo gets her own rebound. Rips it out, underhands it to Boland. Now Whitehead, and she backs it out. Between the circles it goes to Boland. Whitehead has it back. Left wing it goes to Windy. The southpaw gives it up to Whitehead. Whitehead penetrates, kick out, right corner. Zordo can't get off the three. Gives it up to Hyman. Hyman posting up to a cutter, Boland. Boland fumbled the ball off her finger and out of bounds. Ninth turnover for Silver Lake. So Haney right now, I think she's just absolutely exhausted. And there, you know, we talked about Dieter had the flu and missed the last couple of games. Perhaps Haney's not feeling the best. There's some colds going around this time of year. So I'm sure Haney will be back in there at some point. 46-44, Zeller drives on Hyman. The ball knocked away by Windy on the dig. The help side defender, and knocked it right off of Zeller and out of bounds. Dieter will come in for Silver Lake. Going out is Windy. Well, we talked about her. Rock Creek with 16 turnovers, and that's allowing Silver Lake to stay in it. Haney, by the way, only got a breather for about 20 seconds in that first half. They need her on the floor. She was exhausted. Here's Dieter dribbling into traffic and bailed out by the reach by Zeller, her third. First team foul of the fourth quarter on Rock Creek. No fouls on Silver Lake. 4:28 to play, fourth quarter. 46-44 Rock Creek. Inbounds. Inside it goes to Boland. Leans in and ties the game. Strong move by Boland. He has nine. Well, Boland and Windy came up big when Dieter was out with the flu. And they're both coming up big again here with Haney on the bench. Nice pass. Zeller leans in. Missed the layup. Gets her own rebound. And a jump ball and an arrow in favor of Rock Creek. Rock Creek led by as many as 10 in the first half. Silver Lake's biggest lead has been 4 at 19-15. Inbound knocked away by Hyman. Good defense denying the ball to Zeller. And as I said and predicted, Haney will check back in here in a moment. She needed a breather, a chance to gather herself. A tremendous effort where she missed 3 shots but got a rebound on all 3 misses and eventually hit a 3 top of the key there late in the third quarter. Early in the fourth, I should say. Turnover Rock Creek as they lose it out of bounds on the near side on the pass. 17 turnovers the Mustangs. Well, the Mustangs don't win this game. They got a point two. Haney was on the bench. They were up 2. Silver Lake outscored them by 2, tied the game, and then turnovers as Haney's dangerous pass and deflected by Martini and then off of Boland, turnover Silver Lake. So Haney comes in and questionable pass there by Kaylin. And ends up being a turnover. 4 minutes to go. 46-46 tie. Told MJ that we would have good games tonight. They are not disappointing so far. Boys game should be a dandy as well. Here's Martini. Skips it across. Rimpy doesn't take the 3. Entry pass. Deep on the block. Zeller up and under. Tied up by Boland. And the air goes to Silver Lake. Well, as soon as she turned it back to Zeller to make a power dribble, Boland was there. The help side defender to tie her up. Just left the player she was guarding. Because when you have your back to the opposite defender, you're not going to make that pass back over to the wing. Unless you have eyes in your back. Here's Boland to Haney. Haney has 12 to lead Silver Lake. Gets it over to Whitehead. Back to Haney. Kaylin, just a junior. Averaging 20 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, and 3 steals. A little crossover into the paint. Puts up a wild shot with the left. Doesn't get the call. And rebounded there by Frazee. Ahead, running the floor is Prather. Puts it up, missed. Ball tipped and out of bounds. Last touch by Rock Creek. The Mustangs had an opportunity there. If you're wondering, Rock Creek has a 30-3 full timeouts left. Silver Lake has a 30 and a 60 that they could call. Rock Creek once again comes out with their zone defense. 2-3 look inside, pass knocked away and stolen. Not a good look there by Dider. Kind of telegraphed, it's stolen by Prather. 11 turnovers for Silver Lake, 4 in the quarter. And now, pass almost stolen by Haney. Martini to Frazee. A lefty goes left and draws a foul against Haney. Foul's on Haney, that is her second. Just the first team foul of the fourth quarter called on Silver Lake, so no real damage done there. The foul was on the floor. Dider goes out, Wendy is in. Silver Lake's won 6 in a row since they lost to Centralia. That snapped their 28-game winning streak early in the year. Went 26-0 last year, 3A state champs. Martini puts up a guarded shot in the lane against Boland and got it to go. Well, Martini has 11. She averages 9 and it's 48-46. Rock Creek with 2:27 to play. Wendy, a deep 3 top of the circle for the lead. Short. Rebound underneath. Put back. Hyman can't get it to go. Cleaning the glass is Prather for Rock Creek. What a win this would be for the Mustangs after going 4-17 a year ago. Rimpy, rainbow 3, corner bouncing off. Great rebound, weak side by Boland. And here comes Haney and Silver Lake. Cross the timeline right to left. Trailing by 2 with 2 minutes to go. Whitehead, not really a threat to shoot it. Now Boland, back to Whitehead, in the Hyman, and she drops it. It was right through her hands. It was right there. Lob ahead, Rimpy, knocked away by Whitehead, who hustles back, knocked out of bounds, and Rock Creek up due the hard way on out of bounds play 5-on-5 after they had numbers. Good job by Whitehead to hustle back, deflect the pass out of bounds. 29 on the shot clock, minute 47 on the game clock here in the fourth quarter. Rock Creek 48, Silver Lake 46. Silver Lake ranked 3rd in 3A, Rock Creek 7th in 4A. Both teams are 8-1. A lob in the Frazee, bumped and fouled by Haney, her third. Second team foul. Both teams far from being in the bonus. Silver Lake just their second team foul. Rock Creek just 1. You get 5 team fouls per quarter that puts you into the bonus. So the 15th foul puts you in the double bonus. No more 1-1s in high school basketball. That was changed last season. Second year of not having the 1-1. Here's Frazee's had a nice game with 12. 11 for Martini. 8 for Pitzer off the bench. 8 for Freese for Rock Creek. Bounce pass into the corner. It goes to Rimpy. Back over to Frazee, a lefty, drives left and goes by Haney, and a foul called. And Haney has just picked up three fouls in the span of a couple of minutes. After she checked back in, after she was exhausted, needed a break. Well, Frazee is left-handed. She wants to go left, and Haney right now is allowing her to go left. Haney's got to force her to her right, her non-dominant hand. They called that on Bolin with a reach, perhaps, instead. That's a break. Here's Zeller. She puts up a wild shot, and a foul called. She'll get two free throws. Deiter or Priman, take your pick. It's on Deiter. Her third. They called that on Bolin earlier, so Haney has three fouls, not four, so that's important to note. And Coach Porter wants a timeout. 1:24 to go, fourth quarter, 48-46 Rock Creek. Mustangs will be shooting free throws as we come back. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Minute 24 to play in the fourth quarter. Rock Creek 48, Silver Lake 46. Renna Zeller, a 5'10 junior, stepping the foul line. She leads the team 15 points a game, 7 rebounds. She has no field goals tonight, and her team's still ahead. She's just 2 of 6 from the line, make it 2 of 7. Silver Lake has one timeout remaining. Rock Creek has 4. Second free throw for Zeller. On the way, and she missed them both. Good rebound by Bolin. Zeller, 2 of 8 from the line. Here's Haney. We believe she has 3 personals, not 4. Flips it over to Deiter. Dangerous pass by the freshman. Diagonal stolen easily. Not a good throw pass. Lob ahead, not a good one here either. Stolen by Bolin. They're trying to go to Martini. Turnover for turnover. Both teams getting a little bit sloppy. And then a foul called on Rock Creek, which is their second team foul out on the perimeter. On Rimpy, her first. Wendy, Haney, Deiter, Hyman, and Bolin on the floor. Martini, Frazee, Zeller, Prather, and Rimpy for Rock Creek. Inbounds to Haney. Haney gives it to Bolin. He's open, doesn't take the shot. Back to Haney from Deiter. Haney, aggressive move, and it's fouled. As Rimpy thought she dug it cleanly, but official does not agree. In fact, actually might have agreed. They called the foul instead on Martini. With the block. Third team foul. 54 seconds to go. Silver Lake down by 2. Wendy lobs it inside. Down low. Haney steps through. Puts it up. No. There's a lot of contact. No call. Out of bounds. Last touch by Rock Creek. The Silver Lake will have. Wait. Silver Lake coaching staff was wanting a foul. There was some contact there. They let him play. I want some officials to be consistent both ends. Let them play both ends. I think they've been fairly consistent. Here is Deiter. Plays it out front to Haney. Rock Creek stays in the zone. Screen set by Hyman. Here's Haney. Steps through. And now she draws a foul against Zeller. I think I give Haney credit. I mean, she's gone in amongst the trees multiple times. She's been either partially blocked or put up a tough shot. Hasn't gotten many calls driving into the lane. But she hasn't gotten away from continuing to try and being persistent. And the foul's on Zeller. That's her fourth. And so with 40.6 to go, the free throw in and out for Haney. Dalen Haney is a 79% foul shooter. Rock Creek will have the lead. No matter what Haney does here, unless it's a miss, an offensive stick back. Second free throw, Haney knocks that one down. He has 13. Timeout Silver Lake, that's their final one. 48-47. Rock Creek clinging to a one-point lead. 41 seconds to go. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supply are dealers for Sherlock, Sioux City Tarps, and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. A barn burner here at Rock Creek. Mustang girls leading Silver Lake by one, 48-47 to get the ball in. Silver Lake is out of timeouts. Rock Creek has four. Frazee lobs it ahead. Wide open. Prather. Power dribble shot. No, but she's fouled by Zordel. That was a good foul by Zordel. Make a good line and shoot two free throws. Both teams now will be in the double bonus the rest of the way. Five team fouls Silver Lake. The next one on Rock Creek will make it five for them. Free throw on the way by Prather. In and out. Coming in is Savannah Windy, the 5'5 sophomore, and going out is Whitehead. Silver Lake with their offensive five on the floor right now. Second free throw for Prather to try to make it a two-point game, and she swishes this one. 49-47, Rock Creek with 33 seconds to play. Haney, double team, gives it to Deiter. Deiter leans in the freshman half, blocked by Zeller. And then a jump ball arrow goes to Rock Creek. Zeller playing with four fouls. And that's the only player with four fouls in the ballgame. Timeout, Rock Creek. It's a full timeout. We'll take it as well. 24 seconds to go in regulation. 49-47, Rock Creek back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
24.2 seconds to play. Fourth quarter, Rock Creek 49, Silver Lake 47 in this girls' varsity contest. Battle of two state-ranked teams in late January. They line up five across the baseline, Rock Creek does, trying to inbound it. Got to go the length of the floor. Here's Frazee, ripped away by Haney, jump ball, arrow goes to Silver Lake. 22.2 to play. And now Windy is in, and Whitehead goes out. Offense for defense. Silver Lake trying to tie the game or take the lead with a three. Lob it into Haney. Fakes the handoff. Turns, cut off there. Good help defense by Rimpey. Haney plays it out. Zordel a three for the lead. Bouncing off. Bowen the rebound. Turns, puts it up, doesn't fall. Ball tipped out loose. Nine on the clock. Here's Deiter, the freshman. Dribbles through traffic. Had it blocked and it's fouled with 4.7. Deiter on a scramble play. Got the loose ball beyond the three-point line. Far wing. Decided to drive it to the basket. Attack the lane. And Zeller has fouled out. That is her fifth foul. Zeller finishes with 2 points. She was 2 of 8 from the line. And Rock Creek doesn't hang on to win. They got to look at 19 turnovers unofficially and some missed free throws. And now Dider, the freshman, who missed the last two games due to the flu. She's a 67% foul shooter. She has 9 points tonight. Average is 12.5. She's 3 of 4 from the line. She gets two free throws, 4.7 to play. Needs both to tie the game. 49-47 Rock Creek. First one off. Short and to the right. Now the second free throw. He almost thinking, yep, Coach Porter saying go ahead and miss it, but it's got to hit the rim. She hit the backboard, but not the rim. And how many times do you see that? You've got to hit the rim if you're going to miss on purpose. They can't just hit the backboard. Dieter hit the backboard. But there's time for Silver Lake to force a turnover. 4.7 on the clock. Rock Creek has to inbound it underneath the Silver Lake basket. Rock Creek burns a timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here. Rock Creek still has two timeouts remaining. 4.7 seconds to play. Dieter misses both free throws. The second one was on purpose. Didn't hit the rim, so it's automatic out of bounds now for Rock Creek. The arrow is in favor of the Mustangs, so if there's a tie-up, Rock Creek will maintain possession. The five on the floor for Rock Creek, it is Frazee along with Prather, Martini. Also out there is Fries and Rimpy. For Silver Lake, it's Bolin, Whitehead for defense, Haney, Zordel, and Dieter. They run five across the baseline, does Rock Creek trying to get the ball in. They throw it away, it's deflected, Haney gets it. Two on the clock. Haney shoots from way downtown for the win. Yes! Oh, my gosh! Kaylin Haney on the errant inbounds pass, tracked it down the far sideline with 3 seconds on the clock, turned, heaved it, and swished it from about 30 feet, and Silver Lake wins on the deep, long-range three by Haney at the buzzer, 50-49. The 20th turnover night for Rock Creek was the costliest. Haney knew the situation. She really could have made a pass, even a couple of dribbles. But she also knew that she was up against the clock. She turned and she stepped into that one. It wasn't one of those blind heaves. She set her feet and she swished it. And Silver Lake wins at the buzzer on a Haney three. Haney, who was so exhausted she could barely stand up, had to go to the bench and get a much needed breather in that fourth quarter. And she's an all-state player, an amazing player. And she just showed why she's one of the best players in the state. She's just absolutely a winner, as are the Silver Lake Eagles. For the ninth time in 10 games and for the seventh game in a row, Silver Lake is victorious. This one, somewhat improbable. 50-49 is the final as Haney hits the three-pointer. The Rock Creek was up two. They inbounded. There was a tie-up, so Silver Lake got the ball. And then Dieter missed a couple of free throws, second one on purpose with 4.7 left. And Rock Creek called a timeout to set up what they want to run, five across on the baseline. The pass went off the hand of, I believe, Frazee. It was a kind of a hard pass, a line drive pass off her hand, and it bounced to the far side, and Haney was the first one to get there, grab it, turn, and splash the three at the buzzer for the win. What a game between two outstanding girls basketball teams. Rock Creek ranked 7th in 4A, now 8-2. Their five-game winning streak comes to an end, but they're so improved from a year ago when they're 4-17. And Silver Lake is now 9-1, and they win their 7th in a row. The final score, Silver Lake 50 and Rock Creek 49. And this one's going to certainly hurt if you're Rock Creek, because really, for the most part, it seemed like they outplayed Silver Lake for a good portion of this game. They led for most of the game and led most of that fourth quarter. But at the end of the day, it was Haney with the dagger from way downtown bang, as Mike Breen would say on the NBA play-by-play telecast on TV. And she breaks the hometown Mustangs' hearts with that trifecta. What a game. Boys are going to have a tough time topping that one. 50-49 is your final. Back with our post-game show in 2.5 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
From the 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jeremy Goodwin with your weather forecast right here at 96.9 The Pulse. Tonight, mostly clear, 28 degrees. We'll have some refreezing going on after the melting that happened today. Wednesday, mostly sunny and 50. We'll see a chance of widespread rain Thursday with a high of 47. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Jeremy Goodwin from 13 News.
Hi, this is Remington from Clements Welding and Supply in Morrow. My dad and I do a wide range of projects for our customers. We are dealers for Sherlock, Sioux City Tarp, and Thunderstone, Minimizer Fenders, and your Dexter and Redneck trailer parts. We can make you a custom hydraulic hose and stock Interstate batteries. At Clements Welding and Supply, we make custom metal projects and farm equipment repairs. Check us out on Facebook or stop by Clements Welding and Supply in Morrow, Kansas.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gershermack with you from Rock Creek High School. A terrific girls basketball game. Lived up to the hype. Two state-ranked teams. Rock Creek moving up to 7th in the rankings, according to the KBCA. They released those earlier this afternoon. 7th in 4A. Last year, 4-17. Rock Creek now 8-2, a five-game winning streak is snapped. And Silver Lake improves to 9-1. They've won 7 in a row since I lost to Centralia early in the year. Rock Creek jumped down to a 9-0 lead, led 13-3. Silver Lake went on a 16-2 spurt, led 19-15. Rock Creek went on a 9-0 run, led 24-19, and led by 2 at halftime, 26-24. Rock Creek led most of the second half, led 42-39 at the end of 3. Pushed that lead up to 5, 44-39. We were tied at 46. And we talked about Haney had to go to the bench. She was exhausted. I don't know if she's dealing with some cramps, but she was just absolutely just not able to play. And during that stretch where she was on the bench, Silver Lake actually outscored Rock Creek by 2 to tie it. She came back in. It was anybody's game, but Rock Creek led 49-47. But inbounded the ball. They were tied up. They arrowed to Silver Lake. Silver Lake missed a couple of shots, but Deiter got a loose ball, drove it into the lane, was fouled with 4.7 to go. Karis Deiter, the freshman, missed the first, so then Coach Porter told her to miss the second on purpose, but it didn't hit the rim. It hit the backboard. So Rock Creek had the ball out of bounds underneath the Silver Lake bench. They called a timeout with 4.7 to play. Get the ball in, get fouled, go down the floor. You hit two free throws, game over. Get fouled, hit one out of two. You're at least going overtime at the worst. You go down, you miss two. It's going to be hard for Silver Lake to score off a miss with 4.7 and no timeouts. So the key for Rock Creek was inbound it cleanly, and they could not. They turn it over on the pass, and it bounced out to the far sideline. Haney was the first one to get to it for Silver Lake. She grabbed it, turned, squared up to the bucket, and switched about a 30-footer. For ball game. Just an insane shot by Haney. And it was pure as silk. Nothing but nylon. A pure swish. And Rock Creek, a tough loss for them, but a great effort nonetheless. And Silver Lake, you feel like they kind of stole one there at the end, no doubt. Let's go through the totals here tonight. Both teams did not shoot free throws well. Silver Lake coming in 69%. They're just 9 of 18. Rock Creek was 8 of 16. Rock Creek 20 turnovers, Silver Lake with 12. Rock Creek at 3 threes, 2 by Riley Friesen, 1 by Hadley Rimpey. Silver Lake at 6 threes, 2 by Ella Boland, 1 by Taylor Zordel, and 3 triples for Haney, who had 6 coming in at 3 tonight, including the dagger at the buzzer to win it by 1. Silver Lake was led by Kaylin Haney. She had 16, and she had to earn them tonight. When she drove into the paint, she was seeing a lot of trees in the forest and had to alter a lot of shots, had a few blocked, but she kept going in there. Ella Boland had 9. She had a big bucket when Haney was on the bench. 7 points for Zordel. She, too, had a big bucket when Haney was on the bench there in the fourth quarter. 9 for Deiter. 5 for Savannah Windy, including a 3. So 7 made threes, actually, for Silver Lake. Paige Hyman did not score, but had a couple of big moments defensively there in the fourth quarter. Zordel finished with 7. So once again, Haney 16, Zordel 7, Boland 9 and 2 threes, Brewster with 4 off the bench, 4 for 4 from the line, Deiter with 9, Windy with 5, Silver Lake 7 threes, 12 turnovers, 9 of 18 from the line. They win 50-49. Rock Creek, meanwhile, they're led by Kylie Frazee with 12. She had a really good game. 11 points for Lucy Martini. 5 of 6 in the line. 3 points on a 3 by Hadley Rimpey. 2 points for Candy Whaley off the bench. 3 points for Ellie Prather. 8 for Riley Friesen, including a couple of 3s. And 2 points for Brendan Zeller. Their 5'10 junior post, averaging 15 a game, did not make a shot from the floor and was held to just 2 made free throws. And Silver Lake wins it in the girls' game on the buzzer-beating 3. Rock Creek inbounds at 4.7 to go. Turns it over. Haney tracks down the loose ball. Turns. Squares her feet. Swishes a 3 for about 30 feet at the buzzer to beat Rock Creek 50-49. Silver Lake will be hosting Sabetha on Friday, Tuesday at Riley County, Wednesday at Holton, which we'll have on 96.9 The Pulse. Rock Creek will host Wamego on Friday and then Tuesday at Council Grove. What a game. Hope you enjoyed the call on 96.9 The Pulse. And you can go back later tonight, and that'll be posted, the audio of that game. If you want to hear the end of it, you can listen to it. Just go to our MSC Sports website, mscsports.net. Go to the audio tab, and then you can find the game that you want to listen to and fast forward. You could relive that final moment. You're a Rock Creek fan. You really don't want to. If you're a Silver Lake fan, you want to play it over and over. I hope it sounded good on the radio. MJ will let me know during the break if it sounded good or not. If it's no good, I guess I don't want you to go listen to it. But it was fun to call, and what a game. Silver Lake wins 50-49 in the girls' contest on the swish three-pointer at the buzzer from way downtown off a Rock Creek turnover by Kaylin Haney. We're going to take about a five-minute timeout. We'll give it to MJ for about 5 minutes. Then when we come back, we'll have the pregame show of the boys' contest, which should be a dandy as well. Rock Creek boys are 8-1, Silver Lake boys 7-2. Once again, Silver Lake girls win at the buzzer, 50-49 over Rock Creek. Back in about 5 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.